Title: Federal Circuit Grapples with What Constitutes Analogous Art. Content: Incorrect Photonics, Limited v. Apple Incorporated, 2022-1340, 2022-1341, Federal CIR October 16, 2023. The decision addresses the Patent Trial and Appeal Board's, Board or PTAB, obviousness determinations in 5 final written decisions. Specifically, this decision concerns the Board committed procedural and substantive errors in concluding the prior art references at issue are analogous art. Background: Correa Photonics appealed the Board's final written decisions concluding the challenged claims are unpatentable as obvious. The challenged patents relate to dual-aperture camera systems and disclose techniques for using images from both camera lenses when zooming while capturing video. 2 prior art references are part of all of the obviousness grounds Apple presented in its IPR petitions, Golin and Martin. Golin describes camera systems using multiple imaging sensors and lens assemblies to zoom without using a lens with a mechanically adjustable focal length. Martin describes methods for producing two-dimensional images that, upon display, can be perceived to be three-dimensional without the use of special viewing aids. The Board found that Golin and Martin are analogous prior art. In its petitions, Apple said that the Golin and Martin references are analogous prior art and are in the same field of endeavor pertaining to imaging systems generating video output images using two imaging sections having different points of view. Apple did not make clear whether it was stating that Golin and Martin are in the same field of endeavor as the challenged patents or, instead, merely that Golin and Martin are in the same field of endeavor as one another. And this ambiguity was present in the Apple's expert declarations. Moreover, there is no express reference in either Apple's petitions or its expert declarations to the field of endeavor of the challenged patents themselves. Nor is there any explicit contention that Golin and Martin are analogous because they are pertinent to the problem faced by the inventors of the challenged patents. However, Correa Photonics did not address these issues in its patent owner preliminary response. In addition, the Board's institution decision did not address the issue of whether Apple had said enough to satisfy its obligation to establish Golin and Martin are analogous art. After the IPRs were instituted, Correa Photonics filed its patent owner response, in which it argued there was a deficiency in how Apple had addressed the analogous art issue at the petition stage. Apple clarified its position in its replies, explicitly arguing that the challenged patents, Golin and Martin, are all in the same field of endeavor. Further, Apple's replies added, for the first time, that the 2 prior art references were also pertinent to the problem faced by the inventors of the challenged patents. Correa Photonics's surreply complained that Apple's replies raised completely new arguments. The Board addressed the analogous art disputes in the final written decisions. First, the Board agreed with Correa Photonics that Apple's treatment of the analogous art issue in its petitions was deficient because Apple and its expert had not explicitly mentioned or discussed the challenged patent's field of endeavor. Instead, the Board found Apple improperly compared Golin and Martin to each other instead of the claimed invention. However, the Board found that Apple's replies rectified this improper comparison and asserted that Golin and Martin are in the same field of endeavor as the claimed invention. The Board further held that Apple properly replied to Correa Photonics's criticism of its showing regarding analogous art. The Board also found all Apple's arguments about the analogousness of its prior art were within the scope of a proper reply. On the merits, the Board's analogousness analysis was materially uniform across the 4 IPRs. On appeal, Correa Photonics argued that the Board committed procedural and substantive errors in concluding Golin and Martin are analogous art. Issues whether the Board committed procedural and substantive errors in concluding Golin and Martin are analogous art. Holding the Federal Circuit identified no procedural error in the Board's analysis of whether Golin and Martin are analogous art. The Court further held that the Board's determination that Golin is analogous art is supported by substantial evidence. However, the Court vacated.